Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business and get it on this podcast. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: is government overreaching when it comes to technology advancements in your store? And when a fairly innocent social media post leads to stunning new business and free publicity. Those stories after this. FMLA, FLSA, ACA, EEOC. It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they're applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. Philadelphia is the first major U.S. city to ban cashless stores. Wall Street Journal reporter Scott Calvert says that's placing it at the forefront of a debate that pits retail innovation against lawmakers trying to protect all citizens' access to the marketplace. Scott, what's going on?
Well, there's a small but growing move by retailers away from accepting cash to a situation where they just accept cash, a credit or debit cards, or maybe a mobile payment. And that has generated something of a backlash. And there's a new law in Philadelphia that will take effect in July that says most retail businesses in the city of Philadelphia have to accept cash.
The retailers, I guess, can't love being told how to run their businesses. What's reaction been like?
Well, that's right. So, there's a sense that this is something that ought to be essentially left to the market, left to retailers to experiment with and see what works and see what how consumers respond, and that government shouldn't have its thumb on the scale. So there has been some concern voiced along those lines. But the flip side is the supporters of it say that by not accepting cash, they run the risk of shutting out a swath of consumers who tend to be at the lower end of the income scale who may not have a credit card or debit card and therefore be frozen out.
There are some exceptions here to this rule, correct?
That's right. So parking garages, wholesale clubs like BJ's or Costco, rental car companies, hotels, because you need to give a credit card for incidentals. All of those things are exempt. And they tried to carve out an exemption for Amazon, which has a new kind of convenience store called Amazon Go, where basically all you do is when you walk in, you swipe your smartphone, and you have to be an Amazon account holder. And you go into the store, and you take what you want off the shelves, a sandwich, muffin, whatever, and then when you walk out, it automatically knows what you have in your hand, basically, and it automatically charges your account when you walk out the door. And the issue is the exemption in the law uses the word membership for the part that was meant to apply to Amazon Go, and the problem is that you don't need to have a Prime membership to shop there, but you do need to be an Amazon account holder. So according to the city of Philadelphia, Amazon doesn't think that applies to it. And so there's obviously, I think, some concern on the company's part because they are rolling out these Amazon Go stores around the country.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Scott Calvert about his story entitled Philadelphia is First U.S. City to Ban Cashless Stores. This is kind of where the world is going, though, it seems, no?
Right. Well, there's definitely a trend in that direction, even though it's sort of a slow trend at this point. But one of the concerns that the lawmakers have is that precisely because it is heading in that direction, now is the time to put a law on the books so that you are going to affect a relatively small number of businesses that will have to, switch back and start accepting cash. But the officials at the city of Philadelphia acknowledge this, and they hope that this is a temporary law because they recognize that this is the future. We don't know when, but it's a matter of if not when. And what they say is that they don't want Philadelphia to be harmed, to be sort of left in the dust, because it's going to happen regardless of what laws Philadelphia puts on the books. And so they don't want this to be a long-term situation. They don't want it to deter businesses from opening up in Philadelphia. They don't want to deter retail innovation. So the goal really is to press pause on this and try to figure out ways for people who are so-called unbanked people who don't have a bank account or credit card or debit card, to figure out ways for those people to participate in a cashless economy. And because right now they don't have a sort of a good answer. There are prepaid debit cards that you can get, but there are fees associated with those. Mm-hmm. So this is really just, I think, maybe a pause, and they're going to try to figure things out.
That's along the lines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, right? Don't they have kiosks where you can get a prepaid card with your cash?
Right. Well, they just announced that as of Sunday, they are going to be the first NFL stadium to go fully cashless, and you can't spend cash there. But because they recognize that some people, you know, prefer to use cash or maybe don't want to use a credit card for privacy reasons or whatever, they are going to put these 10 kiosks around the stadium. And so you can put your cash into that, and it'll spit out a prepaid, you know, debit card loaded with whatever cash you put on it. And in those cases, there will be no transaction fee, so you're not taking a hit. And then you can take that debit card and go buy your beer or burger or ball cap or whatever it may be.
Oh, very good. New York City is considering something along these lines too, right, to prevent stores from going completely cashless?
That's right. There's a bill working its way through the New York City Council that's similar to the Philadelphia law. There's also a bill sitting on the desk of Governor Phil Murphy in New Jersey. The state legislature there has passed a similar bill. So there does seem to be this push in this direction to try to at least tap the brakes on this trend.
Thanks, Scott. Wall Street Journal reporter Scott Calvert. More after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. We'll finish with this. A son concerned about business at his father's newly opened donut shop in Texas just about set Twitter on fire on a recent weekend. A single tweet from Billy Bai helped bring in scores of customers and sell out items. His social media post on a Saturday read, quote, "My dad is sad because no one is coming to his new donut shop." It was accompanied by the crying face emoji and a picture of his father, including one of his father standing alone in Billy's Donuts and another of the empty parking lot outside. The young Mr. Bai also included the address of the shop in the message thread. By the next day, the previously lonely dad was overwhelmed with customers. KPRC-TV reported that the store was slammed with customers buying items. Even James Woods, the actor, retweeted the picture and wrote, quote, "Help this guy out." The original tweet was liked more than 500,000 times, with more than 250,000 retweets and some 7,000 comments. By the Sunday afternoon, the shop had completely sold out of donuts and other pastries. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.